are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Hello, whole world. This is Ilona Europa and Accent On. Today, we have Sunday. Today is a very, very, very special show for me and hopefully for everybody. We have a guest that is bigger than life. We have Wojtek Pawlik, who is calling to us from Poland, and he is this year Grammy-winning jazz artist with amazing jazz album. And hi, Wojtek, you are the first gentleman ever from Poland who won this type of award, yes?
Hello, Ilona. Yes, nice to hear your voice, you know. I can't imagine that we can connect over the ocean, you know. you are in LA, I am in Poland, so fantastic, yes.
And you know what is the most beautiful about that? That I know place that you have your house, and it's like in the middle of the forest, yes? It's gorgeous and just beautiful place.
No, yes, but you know, other thing, on the other hand, it's in now, you know, 9 p.m., so it's the evening, you know, so good evening, I can tell you, you know.
You know, in
everybody,
LA.
From my point of view.
Yeah, in LA, we had a horrible few days. It's so not normal, rain, but I was in Warsaw 3-4 weeks ago, just with my daughter, 19 years old, Natasha Mira, who is also a musician, and she's studying USC music business, and then, you know, one day when you'll be here in LA, for sure we'll be playing in USC also. Then, like I say, Warsaw was cold and really bad weather. Then, if you can tell listeners, what is the weather like in Warsaw?
Now?
Yeah.
Now it's just not a winter, you know. It's like more like springtime, you know. So the temperature is like very similar to the weather in LA, you know, when I was 1 month ago. So this is not typical winter in Poland now. So really, it's very warm and really without raining. So it's very pretty nice weather.
Wojtek, because everybody knows Ilona Europa songs. I am writing a lot of music, but mostly I write rocktronic. A mixture of electronica, dance, and pop, and you know. But I think we need to smoothly go through the style that you represent. And I just want people to know how special your music is, and we'll give you time to explain a little bit to our listeners who is Wojtek Pawlik and how does this happen that in 2014, you are the one holding the statue of Grammy, and a whole world was so proud of you, and every Polish person, million times more. But you are the right now the man of the world, the musician of the world. And you know what? I feel very privileged to have you on my show, Accent On. And yes, I would like to start and get us into mood of rainy LA, because we are pre-recording this show and it's Sunday today. It's a little dark, very not normal, like for LA. Then mood need to be really special, and then we'll continue with our conversation. From the love burning like the flame. Now we have Wojtek Pawlik, and one more time, Wojtek, January 14th, yes? You flew to LA you were ready to achieve your Grammy Award, or this was the biggest surprise of your life?
Yes, really. This was the biggest surprise, like you told, in my life, because I didn't expect, you know, the, such a prestigious award. I was nominated in the 7th of December, and this was a privilege, you know, in some kind of, you know, of prestigious thing for me, because I was in my category. This was chosen. There were chosen five jazz albums in the so-called category, the best large jazz ensemble. And you know, it was for me like you know, special. You know, I felt like a winner in this moment.
We have,
but, you know, I didn't expect that I would be a real winner. You know, that I will that I would keep in my hand the statue. So this was something additional and something special and not conventional and exceptional.
You know, if you can, that's a dream for every artist, and you got it. And I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. When we
Thank
can
you.
Start from the beginning, if I will ask you, and if you can explain us, who is Władek Pawlik, where all this love for jazz music came from?
I am now the Polish jazz musician, you know, and mostly recognized as a jazz musician, as a jazz piano player, but I'm a composer either, you know, so... But I'm not only jazz musician. Sometimes I'm writing the music for the film, for theater. I composed, for example, operas and the music to ballet. So I'm not typical jazz musician, you know. The jazz is most important thing what I'm doing. But around the jazz, you know, I'm making other genres and composing the music for different stylistics. And this is, you know, that's me. But if you want to know what jazz means in my life, you know, I had to go, you know, to the past, you know, to my childhood. And, you know, when I was a child, I discovered a very specific and my skill. It was some kind of, I just like to improvise on the piano, you know. I sat at the piano and I was striking keys, you know, just without any preparation. And it was some kind of the way which simply, you know, was leading me to jazz, because we know that jazz music is, you know, the most important element for jazz music is improvising. Yeah?
Yes. And I know that you have doctorate, okay, a degree from Friedrich Chopin University of Music in Warsaw. And you, from time to time, you are finding the time to teach course of improvisation for the young people. And, you know, they called you... Vladimir Holovitz of the jazz, you know.
Not everybody, but some of them.
You know, yeah, I know you are a very sweet gentleman. Like always, artists are the worst to talk about themselves. I know I have your biography listed on Facebook, and obvious people can learn more about you. You won so many awards, so many festivals. You write and write and write, and you are pretty successful. I think it's time to play some music. And the first song that you sent it to us, and the first is just beautiful, and was recorded also in America, I understand, and was from 1999.
Yes, exactly. I was playing at this time with an American group, Western Jazz Quartet. These guys are from Michigan, and we played as a quartet, but sometimes we were playing, you know, with different, with other people, you know, like special guests, for example, with Randy Brecker or with Billy Hart and many others. But, you know, this record is, you know, special record what I've done. You know, I composed this tunes from the first piece to the last, you know, and that's why this record is called Władek Pawlik Quartet, but it's recorded in USA, yes.
And the title is so beautiful. Why did you call this?
It's Waning Moon. Yes. It comes from the poetry of Shelley, you know, this one's one verse of this.
Oh, you're romantic, and you like poetry. That's beautiful. But again, this is the perfect, perfect music for this beautiful afternoon in LA, and I'm sure people all around the world will love to hear you. Can I call this early Vodek Pavlik, or this is always Vodek till this day too? This part of music is in you, or you think you just run away from the style? Are you doing the same, or are you doing little different things right now?
You know, this is like you know, I'm the same person, but you know, I have so many things to do around me. So you know, it always say, you know, it's going, you know, differently, but you know, in the same way.
Okay, time for the music. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody needs to take deep breath. It's so beautiful, Vodek. So relaxing, So beautiful, Moody. We are here with Luke in a studio. Hi, Luke, again. And we both
are just really looking at each other. Program.
It's just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. Beautiful. I don't know what to say. We really loved it. And okay,
could you imagine that I was playing this tune, you know, in Anaheim, this tune with this group in Anaheim, California, so in LA, in 1999, because I was invited to International Conference of Jazz Educators in this time, in January 1999, and we were playing, you know, this program from this record.
Is, you know what? A great music is forever. And I think this will be my, not only because this is a memory, but I just love this type of a mood. I always, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I will be playing amazing also almost 7 minutes because we'll be not playing 10 full minutes from the awarded, Grammy awarded album, a beautiful composition of yours. And I would like to know much, much more from you. How this album came about, could you tell me, because this is 2014 and you know, just putting so amazing album together, and I understand it was recorded in Poland and in USA, and you have also Randy Brecker on this album, which seems like you are friends for almost how many years right now, 8-10 years, you both are just friends. That's amazing. And now, you know, Grammy, so many years later, you both have Grammy. That's amazing. How this album came to the place, and when you started composing the music for the album?
This album, you know, is a consequence of, you know, the special commission, you know, from the town in Poland, Kalisz. Kalisz commissioned, you know, this album, you know, as a special project for, you know, the celebration of 1,850 years of this town. The Kalisz is the oldest town in Poland. And in the 2010, they were organizing you know, special events for, and they wanted just, you know, to have a music for, you know, composed by me, which put combine and put together, you know, the two stylistics, jazz music and symphonic music. And I decided to compose it, and we had one concert actually with this this music in Kalisz. You know, it was in June, 2010. It's 4 years ago, almost. And then we decided just to go to the studio next year, just to record this material. And in the next year, we just first this album was released in Poland in 2012, and 1 year ago, the American record label Summit Records decided to release this music in USA, and this is the history of this. This music and this record, and next step is the Grammy Award.
Oh gosh, what a beautiful journey, and you know, seems like almost meant to be, because 2010, you mentioned you started writing, and in 2012, the album was released, and 4 years, like great wine,
yes,
was waited to just bloom.
Yes, the 4 years, almost 4 years from the composition which was done, you know, and till that, you know, the moment when in USA was the records released, it was 2013, yes, it was exactly in September. Last September, yes, and Summit Records, you know, put this this album to Grammy, you know, to this Grammy Awards, and that's why this record could be, you know, could have any chance to be recognized, you know, in USA.
Yes, and this album is called Night in Galicia, and tell me, Władek, are you the same person now than you were on January 13th, day before you achieved the Grammy Award? Do you feel you are the same, or feel like you are a little more special? And please tell me you feel a little more special.
I feel a little more, even more than special.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm kidding. No, okay. Really, this Grammy Awards changed a lot in my life.
Yes, what
in my professional life.
Yes.
Because after that, for example, the first example is just that my record, this album, our album, Nagin Kalisia, is one of the best sellers in Polish record market. And tomorrow I will get a special platinum award in Poland because of this fact. The Grammy, you know, this prize made some kind of, you know, of some special movement in Polish, in Poland, you know. So everybody wants to have this record. So, you know, this is the first reason when I must appreciate, you know, this prize,
moment.
And I could thank, you know, for all the, you know, voters from the Grammy Academy, because they did it, you know, they were this stone, you know, which was putting, you know, some kind of obsession in Poland.
But tell me, Władek, do you think you'll be touring in USA?
We will see, because I had some signs from some agencies from USA that want just to organize some things for me, some festivals. I was 2 years ago at Eastman School of Music, like, you know, lectures. Perhaps I've been this year too. So I have many plans, but, you know, the most I am invested with my works in Poland and in Europe. I have many plans and many records to do. Perhaps 2 to 3 records I will release in this year. There is perhaps not new music, but, you know, there is music which is still waiting for a good moment to be released. Yes.
Yes.
So I have to do that now, because, you know, I feel that it's good time just to make some new steps in my career.
Because I think that in life everything is happening for a reason, and. Natasha, my daughter, is working, she's studying USC, and also she's working with very, very beautiful, wonderful trumpet player. And she's also working with Blue Note record company. And I also have a wonderful contact in this world of music. I will dream to just be a tiny little impresario, and just maybe, if you will be having time, just organize something special, maybe some concerts, maybe just to even American public to be more aware about talent, of your talent. And I just would like to help a little bit if you are open for that, because obviously you're a big artist right now. I don't want to step on anybody's territory, but I think we all need a help. And I think your time is right now, and it's hard to wait another 2-3 years, even for have you here back in America. I think schools would love to have you, festivals would love to have you, but this all need to be cooked right away. What do you think?
Okay. I can simply say it sounds very promising. So I wait for, you know, some really good news from USA. Really, USA was giving, you know, some wonderful, you know, some prestigious, you know, position now from LA. You know, this, and I want to thank you. You know, all of you. You know, you are wonderful, and you know, I can't. So the USA and my jazz music is just for everybody, and especially for listeners in USA.
Beautiful. And I'm hoping to be in Poland end of the summer with a little bit maybe different style of music, more club, but I'm bringing very known DJs and remixers to Poland for really big shows. And you know what? I'm sure you listen to every style of music, but seems like the electronica and dance also is pairing right now with jazz. And this is something very, very unusual. We'll see if we can break some jazz, amazing jazz player, artist into the dance floors, because this will be so unusual, you know, these two styles. Everything is in the air. We'll see what's happened. And I know I will introduce you to my two gentlemen who are just running this world in America. Great artists. And also, I would love to say hi to Valdi Parzynski, amazing friend.
Yes, hi, Valdi. From Podkova.
Yes, and yes, he also is great jazz vocalist and great musician. He put us together. He gave me your phone number, and that's why everybody all around the world can listen to you and your music. Okay, I would love to play, of course, the most important music from your album. You send it to me, Orientology. Yes?
Yes. How Orientology. Yes.
Can you explain?
Not ornithology, but Orientology.
Yes.
It's some kind of the game of the words. You know. Ornithology is very popular standards by Charlie Parker, you know. My teacher title is Orientology because the history on this record, you know, is the history of the ancient, you know, town. It's called Galicia. That's why it's Orientology.
Now we know. Now only we know. Only LA Talk Radio in Accent On with Ilona Europa broke the code. Why is this title? Beautiful. Okay. I think I would love to hug you from far away. Luke, you are so silent, but I know you are very respectful. You just try to let us talk, but you are here. Could you say bye-bye to our guest also?
I just wanted to
Okay, thanks a lot for inviting me, you know, for your wonderful program, you know, and I would like to give you and for your listener many kisses and very I hope that my music, you know, will cover sometimes your
I would love it.
Again, thanks a lot for
And I think I have one word from Luke, who is European also and wonderful human being and just gentleman. And just loves your music. He was melting when we were playing the first cut. Hi, Luke. Would you like to say something to our guest?
Yes. I'm speechless. Good night from Poland.
Good night from Poland. Okay.
I'm speechless. Beautiful music. Beautiful.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good night to Poland.
Bye.
And good day to LA. And again, we are playing Wodek Pawlik, Grammy winning jazz artist, and he's Polish, he's man of the world right now, and on LA Talk Radio, Accent On. Thank you so much again, Wojtek Pawlik from Poland, called from Poland to us. Oh, we are so honored to have him here with us. But after this beautiful, relaxing and little, very, very unusual, beautiful album, we have something more to talk about on Accent On, because we have our guest who is also taking care of our bodies, our mind, our soul, even self-love, self-esteem, because losing weight is a problem for everybody, and we somehow getting, you know, fluffier and fluffier, and mostly must be the reason why our body is just not in the best shape ever. But we have a look. We will be trained by the look. He's our trainer. We have him here again in the studio. This is our session number 4. Hi, Luke. You are taking me to the store today, yes? Hi, and you'll Mama. Be shopping with me.
Yes, we're going to go grocery shopping. Why we're going grocery shopping? Because food is about 70% of fitness, basically. I want to be straight up with that number. In some cases, even more, if it's perhaps a weight loss situation when you actually need to go ahead and actually lose a lot of weight. You need to lose it quickly, and then the food and the self-discipline towards the food, it's playing almost determining role of what you're going to achieve. I want to start with explaining more food and diet and fat diets and all that stuff. It's a topic in itself, and it's just, we're going to get some unique perspective of food and how I feel about specific things and what people do and how to improve where you are to where you want to be, with some practical advice. And you know, diet, to me, I never liked the word diet because it implies starvation. Diet is, to me, a negative word. It implies something that you need to give up, and people don't particularly want to do that. I like more the word nutrition or nutritional plan, and that's how I basically call it, a nutritional advice, nutritional plan. Nutrition, it's a good word. It comes from nutrient, meaning you nurturing your body with nutrients, and that's the whole concept of food. We got to go back to the basic understanding that food is something that you need to get your body to survive on.
And you were really, thank you. You sent it to me last night, the shopping list. I really want people to understand that that's where problem starts from. And you mentioned to me before, not that like I know everything what you'll be saying, but fact is we have in front of us on a Facebook a list that you tell me we supposed to just go to store and filled with great nutritional mm-hmm. product. Please start explaining people what to buy when you go today to the store. What is the most important? And please go through this list from the top to
the
bottom.
I just sent you a basic list. There's so many different types of lists you can have in terms of fitness. There's like a particular weight loss, but this is a general,
yes,
you know,
and I love
general
that
improvement type of a list, and that I send it to you, that is pretty much suitable for almost everybody in this country. Now, we have on the top, we have berries and frozen or fresh. Now, under berries, I like blueberries the best. And then we have more like a raspberries and stuff. They're full of antioxidants, and they're very good in, you know, in terms of vitamin C and giving a different flavor to all your foods. And also, they're very potent. Mm-hmm. So eating just a little bit in them, from them, it's a really pleasure. They taste well also. More importantly, berries are the best in using into, let's say, salads or oatmeal or in breakfast cereals and things of that nature.
And then you have apples.
Apples are within themselves one of the superfoods, top 100 superfoods. Why? Because of the citric acids in the apple, meaning that's a type of acid that actually kind of cleanses your system in your body, also suppress your appetite.
Hmm. A lot it's of skin? We are keeping skin?
Of course. Skin needs to be kept. Also, there is two type of apples. I like the green apples, Smith apples better, because that acid levels are into them much higher versus the regular apples. They're much more sweeter, which means they have a little bit higher content of fructose in
them. Okay, then which means we are going more for green apples. That's right. And then oatmeal. I like oatmeal, yes.
Oatmeal, everybody likes oatmeal. Unfortunately, in my experience throughout the years, I realized that people actually buy more of like the bad oatmeal.
Microwavable, the 1 minute, that's bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. Because we're all in a rush. Nobody takes the time to understand that the difference is huge. The microwavable is full with sugar. It made to taste good. Now, before even we go to that, I have to come back and explain. We have to understand the food. We need to eat for nutrition, to feed our bodies, not to taste. When you make that mind, that mindset switch, you're going to understand. You're going to look on food different. You're not going to look at food, oh my God, let me eat something to taste better. Because taste is usually connected psychologically with suppressing some type of, when you eat something that tastes good, make you feel good, and because
you crave that. Yes. But really you need to start craving something that you said is right for us, because also tastes great, but we make wrong choices. And
all
mostly because they're in front of us, because they're in the refrigerator. Then you said, if I will go to the store, and obviously we all buy fruits, but you said berries, the bestest. Apples, green apples, oatmeal, not the one that microwavable.
Oatmeal, it's the best. You got to have and go and get, hopefully in Whole Foods, organic oatmeal.
Organic,
it's just basic. Still cut is better. So there's different cuts of oatmeal. Still cut is the best.
Okay.
Because the way it's cut, the way it's prepared, it also need to be gluten-free oatmeal. Okay.
Gluten-free oatmeal. Yes. Is this tasting okay?
Yes.
Is tasting okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because when it's organic, when things are organic, it's more filled with nutrients. So you feel the food is more alive. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to explain any organic food. Anything you eat, you feel the food is alive. Let me explain you a simple example of it. Let's say you eat a regular tomato. You squeeze the tomato, it barely has some white juice, something.
Yeah.
Or you go an organic tomato. When you squeeze it, it just sprays out a smelly tomato juice.
Yeah.
That's a live food. When you enter that, your system in your body feels just so much better.
Okay, you say whole wheat bread. Some people say that wheat is bad for us.
The only it's a whole wheat. So basically that means it's the white flour is taken and it's made with a different flour. Now, I put this into the grocery list because some people just cannot give up bread.
Love bread.
Unfortunately, they will need to keep fighting of giving up the bread. If they cannot, then whole wheat bread is a solution versus the regular white bread.
Or the multigrains breads.
Multigrain bread is also really good.
Okay. It could be darker, but multigrain, yes. And you said go to health store is really better than in normal stores, you think?
Yes, absolutely. And also in terms of bread, just look at the color. The darker the bread, the better.
Okay. Good. Now, green tea. We all know that green tea... Something's squeaking, I think, is your chair.
Is it?
Yeah, you move around.
Maybe there's a mice here.
Friendly mice. Okay, you said green tea. Green tea, we know that. Why, again?
Remind I love us. Green tea. I had a green tea this morning. And green tea, it's an amazing nutrient. It's ancient. It's been hundreds of years and around... any health and nutrition and yoga cultures and whatnot. And it's full of antioxidants, but also have this green tea extract in it, which is very good for loss weight. Now, they take in the green tea extract and they're making pills out of it, and they're actually selling it as a weight loss supplement. So green tea is something extraordinary in terms of just nutrient.
Okay.
Black tea, it's there. Black tea, it's even have a higher potency than green tea in terms of all of that, what I said, antioxidants, and...
Then we can switch. We can just, have one or two green tea a day and then one black one at evening. I don't see coffee, and I'm pretty sad about that. Where is my coffee?
There's no coffee. It has to be. If you're going to be really hardcore into fitness, coffee has to go. It's simple as that.
What about Alzheimer? They say that, whatever. I'm joking. Anyway, low-fat yogurt.
Low-fat yogurt, it's a really good ingredient. I will personally have it on my list and on my consumption list also. But I will go really, be very careful on it. I will go really low. I will say one or two yogurts a week, maybe. Oh. Yogurt has...
The Greek yogurt, everybody any, is saying Greek yogurt.
Yeah,
need to
Greek,
be Greek
yogurt is better. There's different types of yogurt. You have to look at the sugar level of it.
Okay.
And also, if you really have a belly situation, when we need to reduce the belly, I will stay away from all the milk products.
Okay.
Talking milk, yogurt, and cheese. If we're going to go for a general maintenance in terms of health and fitness, then yogurt is what not acceptable.
I think most ladies and myself also, we need to lose the fat around our bellies. We always hate that. No dress looks good with little pouch up front. Mm. Then you said, Ilona, no more yellow cheese, no more milk,
no more
yogurt, or maybe twice a week only Greek yogurt and no sweetened, and no bread. Or if bread, dark one with all multigrain, but the whole wheat bread preferable. Raw almonds.
Well, when we talk about, I have to go back to the yogurt, because there is a milk situation I really want to explain, and maybe some people cannot wrap their mind around it, but when we talk about milk products and stuff, especially for milk, we're talking something like milk. Why is it milk on the earth, right? Let's go back to the basics. Milk is on the earth to have the cow to feed a calf. So the calf will grow up, unless you want to be a calf, you know what I mean?
Whole life?
Whole your life and end up being like a cow when you get older. Why you need to consume milk?
The calcium. They say calcium.
It's... Calcium, you can get it from so many other sources.
Okay.
So, and you know what? I'd rather have no calcium than being 50 pounds overweight.
Oh,
just
gosh.
My philosophy. I'd rather lack a little bit in calcium, you know.
Tums, ta-tum-tum. We can buy Tums, any Tums.
Raw almonds, it's an amazing food. Let me tell you that. Almonds is a power food because of many reasons. You can have it as a snack. You can put it in your salads. You can put it in your smoothies. You can blend it. It's an amazing. Also comes with a different ways. Now, raw almonds are the ultimate health food. You can have almonds that are like sweetened, unsweetened, wasabi. You have different forms and shapes that are really an amazing nutrient.
Yeah, I love almonds. I think a lot of people like, I like walnuts more, but you say almonds, then probably I will mix them a little bit because I like both taste of walnuts and almonds. Walnuts no good?
Walnuts are good. They're not better than almonds. Almonds are number one.
Okay.
Then you have walnuts. Then we have some cashews and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But
now, unsweetened cocoa. Which means chocolate. We are going to dark chocolate probably. And
this is more of a superfood.
Yeah.
I put it here because it could be a great substitute for coffee.
Oh.
Because what you could do is have that cocoa with a hot water and taste somewhat as a hot chocolate. Or I can even have it, put it in your green tea. I've done it there many times, and I personally love it.
That's unusual.
Yeah, it's basically kind of like a chocolate green tea. It's really cool. I personally like that taste.
Look, if we will not finish today our list, because obviously I still want to come. This is too important topic to just run over with it, and we have a few things
stuff
that we need to say. Then we come back next Monday, and we'll be obvious finishing the list, and just you will give us one more time the reason why certain things on your list are more important than things
than
that we are buying. Okay, but obvious, everybody loves chicken. And chicken breast versus dark meat.
Let's just finish it with chicken and eggs. It's very important part of our nutritional. Chicken, it's very important. I will go with organic chicken. You don't want to have Costco chicken, Foster Farms, anything of that nature. That chicken is just loaded with hormones and the way they raise it.
Then where I got
it? You have to get a free-range chicken. You got to prepare it right.
Free-range chicken. Where can I find stuff like that?
Any organic store has free-range chicken. Also the eggs. Let's go back to the eggs. Eggs are such an important nutrient. Again, you can have them in raw eggs, egg whites in your smoothies. That will give this really thick nutritional feel to your smoothies. You can have your eggs boiled, and you have it in the morning with your oatmeal. Or you can have your eggs more of like a, you know, omelet style. with bell peppers and mushrooms and all that, which is beautiful.
Thank you, Natasha. That's what she did to me.
And the eggs need to have omega-3, also need to be, organic.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Simple like that. We have almost time. We need to go. There was a great show. You know what? I would love to finish my song with high energy song, but like Eternal Keys, but I don't know if we can do it. Let's see. Okay. I will say bye-bye. We'll have a look next week with us and another fascinating guest, and I will announce this very soon. But for right now, Eternal Keys, and for everybody, feel better, eat better, have more energy, and look, we love you. We smile and kiss and touch the speed of hand and night forever and eyes and lips and body hit your lights and sing forever young. We smile and kiss and touch the speed of hand and night forever and eyes and lips and body hit eternal kiss, eternal kiss.
Original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.